my cousin just got matching tattoos over the weekend with her daughter. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to run this by you because here's the thing. The daughter's 17. I think that's a little young to get a tattoo. It's too young.
In some states, you can't. You got to be 18.
Well, I guess here in New York, you can be 17 as long as you're with a parent. And there was her parent right next to her going, "We're getting matching tattoos." So they got mother-daughter tattoos together. They got these little, it's actually kind of cute. They got these little like stick figure characters with little dresses, and each one is holding a daisy. And it's a little girl and like an older, like a mom. So the mom got the mom and the daughter got the daughter one. They're both holding these little daisies. It's a cute tattoo. But I just feel like 17 is too young to get a tattoo. If you change your mind, I mean, oh God, I don't have the same boyfriend I had at 17. I don't have the same friends I had at 17. I don't wear the same clothes I wore at 17.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like that's too young to make these major decisions that can last a lifetime, even if it's your ma.
But a stick figure that's done in black, you can get that taken off in 5 seconds. You can wait 6 months and wait till you're 18 and then go. I wouldn't let my son...
18? I think you wait till you're 30.
No, I wouldn't let my son get one before he turned 18. He went on his 18th birthday because I wasn't going to say yes. I don't even think you can, in the South, get a tattoo under 18.
But even you can parents. Get married at 16.
You're expected to get married at 16.
You live in a strange place.
That is true. You can't go with your dad to get a tattoo, but you can marry somebody.
That's
and have
right.
a family. Yeah, I don't think you should be making decisions like that at 17. You can wait a couple of months.
Even if you got your mom with you.
Yeah, even if, yeah.
Because I feel like it's peer pressure. I feel like it was mom peer pressure because I think it was my cousin's idea. I don't think it was her daughter's idea. And in fact, I know it was my cousin's idea because she'd been telling me for years that she couldn't wait until her daughter was old enough to get a tattoo. And I was like, yeah, she's still not old enough.
Yeah, I don't. Because she's going to be going to high school with a tattoo.
A tattoo that she's got to explain to people, it's a mom-daughter tattoo. Like, some guy is going to be like, "What's that tattoo you have on your ankle?" Yeah, it's my mom. She has the same one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, of all tattoos to have.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't let me get my ear pierced until I turned 18. So I had to wait till I was 18 to pierce my ear. So I think you have to be a parent at a certain point and say, "No, wait till you're 18.
Right, right. I just, you know, I guess, and then the peer pressure of like, what if you decide when you get older that you don't want to have tattoos, but you have this one that's like you and your ma?
What if she gets a job where you can't have a tattoo?
Yeah, you know, it's on the outside of her ankle so you can see it. So like if she gets a job where she's got to wear like skirts or dresses, you can see it. What's she going to wear? Like socks or leggings? Like what do you do? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? If she gets some sort of corporate job where she's got to get dressed...
Thanks for calling the Wizard's Chest.
Hello?
Hello.
You sell pants?
Yes, we do.
Duty.
Can I help you with something?
I'm Peter Griffin.
Okay, how can I help you today, Peter?
I have a triple cheeseburger and a large fries.
Okay, freaky man, I gotta work.
Oh.
That's
awesome. So was that somebody that had a Peter Griffin, like they pulled it off of one of the shows, or was that actually Seth MacFarlane screwing around?
That was a soundboard, so they pulled it off the show. Here's another one.
Stu and Company, can I help you?
Hello?
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 Kazoo and Company?
You ever stare up at the night sky and wonder if someone might be looking back at you?
I don't think so.
You've been drinking?
Not that I know of.
I have to poop.
Okay.
It was past midnight when the blonde, smoking hot lab assistant, who looked a little like Heather Locklear, only with bigger jugs, was grabbed and thrown onto the lab table.